Well, the big clock on the wall says it is time for the Palm Village Word. Jim Duick is the Director of Marketing at Palm Village. We not only talk about Palm Village, the community in Reedley, but focusing even wider on senior issues, which are going to affect everybody in some way, shape, or form, if they're not already, correct?
That's right. That's right. One of the things, actually, I wanted to review just a little bit, because we've mentioned this before in the program, but I thought it might be a good idea to do a little review, because I just happened to talk to somebody just last week about this, and they said, boy, I got to get that information to my brother. He's been doing all these things with his mother, just the opposite of what he should be.
Uh-oh.
And that's if, as we age and as we get older, men are living 15 years longer, women 12 years longer, and just in the last 12 years alone, there's been a big increase in longevity for seniors, primarily because of the improved health care. We have better living conditions. We're more educated about senior issues. All these things have made a big difference in us dealing with the number one killer, which is heart disease. Cancer comes in a close second. Those things are still the things that are killing most of us, but many people are surviving those too. I talked to a gentleman the other day that his father died of a heart attack at age 65. They didn't know what it was.
Wow.
This was quite a few years ago.
Wow.
And but now we do, and it's much easier to diagnose. And the big issue now that's facing seniors is the onslaught of dementia and dementia-related illnesses. So I just want to review, if you happen to have a loved one that has the onset of dementia, and that can take the form of memory loss, short-term memory loss typically. It could also be just confusion or just making a bad decision. There just could be one area in their life that when you bring it up, oh man, it just sets them off. And off they go, and they cannot talk rationally about it. If you're in that situation, there's actually a lot of resources available to help educate you. I found this very helpful. If you have somebody with dementia, just remember the word care, C-A-R-E. And C stands for do not criticize someone with dementia. When they happen to be irrational about something, do not criticize. The A is do not argue with them. The R, do not reason with them. And the E, do not explain. So do not criticize, argue, reason, or explain. If you find yourself doing that, which is, that's actually the normal response.
Sure.
We all just normally, no, that's not the way it is.
Sure.
Let me explain to you how it really is. No, that does not work. And here's what you are supposed to do. Remember ARC, A-R-C. So you have CARE, C-A-R-E, do not criticize, argue, reason, or explain. And then what you can do is ARC, A-R-C, which is acknowledge the emotion that the person's feeling. R is reassure them. Find reassuring language, and see, if possible, change, which means change the subject. I try to tell people that trying to reason with or explain something to somebody with dementia or memory loss is like swimming upstream. You are going to get nowhere, and you're going to completely exhaust yourself. So you just kind of go with that flow, and you look for the next tributary to get out on and redirect.
Acknowledge, reassure, change the subject. Like you said, Jim, you're there for the community of Palm Village, but you're also there as a resource for the community at large to pick your brain and get going in the right direction. You can reach Palm Village Retirement Community in Reedley, Jim Duick, or Chuck Buller, who's not in studio with us today. And the number there is 638-6933. Of course, that's the 559 area code, no matter where you're listening from.
Okay, well, there's a lot to talk about. I'm happy to sit down and talk with people as much time as they need, and give us a call at Palm Village. We'd be happy to help you in any way we can.
Much more information on the senior issue coming in 2013. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of the Palm Village Word.